Chasing at the moment is joyful. I did not like it. But the scripture says, afterwards it yieldeth the peaceable fruits of
righteousness.
If your trials, your tests, puts you in right standing with God, that's what righteousness is. So the psalmist says, it's good that I have been afflicted. Well, why was it good? Because I learned something about God. So we need to thank God. Whatever you're going through, thank God. However deplorable or hard it may seem to be, thank God. With that in mind, let us stand for our scripture reading, which we'll start off in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4. It may be bad, but it could always be
worse.
Amen. God is a good God. I said God is a
good God.
We're going to read together verses 4 through 7. Philippians chapter 4. You know, I don't know how the other ministers do, but I started here, but then I guess like all these scriptures are just running through my mind. I know y'all said, you hope you're all running through your mind and then run out your mouth today. Right? Let them stay in your mind. Amen. Amen. Verse 4 reads, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. And again I say, rejoice in the Lord
always.
Amen. Rejoice in the Lord how?
Always.
Always. No matter how bad it is. And just so you would get the message, and he said, and again I say,
rejoice.
Rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord. Aren't you so glad in here? Aren't you so glad God is for us? Amen. That's why you got to think.
Yeah.
He says, be careful for nothing. But in
everything.
Amen. You got to do what? Thank you. But in everything. Amen. Do you, some of us got some things we don't want to thank God for. Amen. Some of us got some things, and we like Job. Lord, I wish I could see you to his face. But he said, be careful for, this careful means anxious and anxiety. And just, you know, sometimes we just get so messed up, we can't function. God said, as a saint of God, don't you get unfunctionable? Amen. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with God, God's great.
Amen.
You don't have to figure out what to do. You got some problems in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your
request
be made known unto God. And the next verse read, and Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. After I finish praying, after I finish supplicating, after I finish thanking him, amen, after I finish letting my request be made known unto him, then the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep your heart and your
mind.
If you don't have Jesus, you don't have peace. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Oh God, we are. Lord, if we had 1,000 tongues or 10,000 tongues, we could not thank you enough. So when the 10,000 tongues thank you, Lord, you've done 10,000 other things in the process. But Lord, we honor you this afternoon. Lord, we thank you for the Lord's Supper. Lord, we thank you for your saving and keeping power. Now, Lord, in our humble, submissive way, we ask you to speak for thy servant here. Lord, not just speak, but give us an ear to hear what the Spirit of God is saying unto the church. Lord, then after you speak, give us a mind to hide that word in our hearts that we might not sin against you. Now, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Can we all say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you.
Some is called a sila. Or sila. That's a pause. After he makes a point and establishes a point, he said, now stop and just reflect over what's been said and done already. Anybody stop for a little while and thank God for what he's already done? Amen. Anybody think, just stop and you know, you watch the news and you watch all the catastrophes and all the problems and woes that people are having. You ever stop for a little while? And then that's the alcoholic. You see the alcoholic or the recovering alcoholic or recovering drug addict? Say, there go I. There go I. That could be me. I could be the news. But thank God, there go I. But the grace of God. You know, as I was saying, you know, when you come to church, and it's more important to hear from God than to hear from me. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
If you hear from me, that's nothing. Because it's the anointing.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Some stuff in our lives that need to be broken, and some stuff that need to be destroyed, yes. Because none of us are perfect. We're all striving for perfection. So we need some stuff that needs to be destroyed and broken in our lives. Amen. Willpower will not do it. Hoping will not do it. Talking to your best friend will not do it. I believe Minister Anthony said, have some trouble to stay away all night long. Will not do it. But the anointing. The anointing destroys not some yokes, but it destroys every yoke. What is a yoke? A yoke is something that has you bound. Amen. The word yoke, they use it in the sense in Hebrew, back in the Hebrew, when they use the word yoke, it symbolizes having two oxen that were tied together and working or toiling. So we have some stuff in our lives that's tied up some stuff. Amen. Brought in some stuff and some toils and some burdens. Amen. The anointing only will destroy that yoke. Well, we read just a few minutes ago, Paul wrote this letter to the Philippian church. And you know what Paul was? He was out on some island under a palm tree with a glass of ice water in his hand when he wrote this message. Where was he at?
Prison.
In prison. Amen. I just want to see where he was at. No, he was not in comfort. He was not in peace. When he wrote this message, he was in prison. Amen. Being ridiculed, being scorned. Amen. Amen. That might never act supernatural, but that's all right anyway. But Paul was not in a place of comfort when he wrote this message. He was in prison. And if you read some of the messages, he tells us to bring my coat because I'm cold. Bring this because I'm in need. So when he wrote to encourage the Philippian church, he was in need. Amen. Excuse me, Paul was in prison when he wrote this letter. Through his hardship and difficulties, Paul still had a mind to say, rejoice. Amen. He said, rejoice, verse 4, in the Lord, and again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men, the Lord is at hand. He said, now, I'm in trouble. And by all means, I should be discouraged. What I'm presently going through, he said, by all means, I should be down. He tells them, though I'm in a deplorable state, Be careful for nothing. God never intend for the church to be full of anxiety and to worry. Be careful for nothing. Well, Paul, how can you say be careful for nothing? He said, but this is what he expects us to do in everything, to give
thanks.
I don't know what you're going through, and maybe nobody else knows what you're going through. But the Bible said God knows all things. Amen. Maybe we don't know, and nobody else knows the troubles that you have. But God knows. And he said, in the midst of what you're experiencing, give some thanks. Praise God where you are. I know they sing a song, when the praises go up, what? When the praises go up, the blessings will
come down.
So in everything, we ought to give thanks. Amen. I heard Paul tell the Thessalonian church, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. God wants us to learn to thank him. God wants us to learn to praise him. God wants us to learn to lean on him. Remember the old song, learning to lean on?
Jesus.
I said I'm learning to lean on
Jesus.
And I'm finding more power than I ever
dreamed.
When I'm leaning on Jesus, my power does not decrease, but my power
increases.
Lord, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Finding more power than I ever dreamed. Why? Because I'm learning to lean
on Jesus.
I said I'm learning to lean
on Jesus. Hallelujah.
Who are you leaning on?
Come
on. Amen. Somebody say, some days I get up, I don't even like to face the day because you're leaning on the wrong thing. Amen. You're not leaning on Jesus. Yes, maybe the job is a challenge. Maybe I'm going to school is a challenge. The neighborhood is a challenge. Whoa, whoa, whoa. But I'm finding more power than I ever imagined in my life because I'm learning to lean on Amen. Are you full of just woes? Are you oppressed? Are you depressed? Am I going to stop ringing? Are you oppressed? Are you depressed? Amen. Do you have no joy? Amen. Do the smallest little things that you used to ignore, do they bother you now? Well, the problem is you're leaning. I say you're leaning on the wrong thing. When you learn to lean on Jesus, amen, your power in Christ will not decrease, but it will increase. So what we need to learn to do is, Lord, I got to get my praise on right now. Lord, I'm going to get my shout on right now. Somebody said, you must have just got a blessing. Yes, my blessing is, this is a day that the Lord has made. And indeed, I will rejoice and I'll be glad in it. Amen. I could have been so much worse. I look at my brothers and sisters everywhere and they're going through trouble. I could have been so much worse. But this that the Lord has made.
Hallelujah.
Anybody make this thing? I can make it in my days. I realize, as Paul said, I'm here today by the grace of God. The only reason I'm walking and standing is by the grace of God. So I can't help but thank God for all that he's done. Amen. When I just think, I look back to where I used to be. He said, and when you do it God's way, when you surrender to God, when you submit to God, when you stop trying to do it your way, amen, he just said, Lord, I come withholding nothing. Lord, and when I come to you, I have but amen. Forget about all this other stuff. I have but one desire. Lord, all I have is on. All I have is on the altar. My prayer, Lord, is simplified. So, Lord, I don't come before you with a whole lot of stuff. I just want to be pleasing in your sight. So Paul said, and the peace of God. When you get in God like you ought to get, you can get some peace. You don't have peace. You can't face tomorrow. You can't even face the next moment. The problem is you're too far away from God. So the scripture says if we withdraw nigh to God, then God will draw. Amen. If we get closer to God, God will get closer to us. Amen. And then we get so close to God that his peace will pass all
understanding.
And then when God's peace begins to work in your life, notice he will keep your mind and your heart. What is high? Lord! I'm giving it.
Yes.
Well, how did you get it? In Jesus. In Jesus. But the trick, the deception, the subtlety, the confusion that the devil uses is he messes up our mind to try to get us out of Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen? Amen? Our peace comes through the Prince of Peace.
Yeah.
Amen. There is no God that can do what our God can do.
Hallelujah.
The devil has had one mission from the beginning. As it was in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve, so it is today. He works through the avenue of deception. He wants to mess up your mind. He wants to make you have anxiety. How do you get the anxiety? I got confused. All of this stuff is happening in my life, and I just wish I could be a child again. Amen. You got to grow up.
Yeah.
Now or later. So the issue at hand is, what are you sowing? Are you sowing to the Spirit of God? Are you saying, Lord, I'm going to bury myself in your will? When you bury something in the will, they can dig a hole in for it. But you're buried there. You're planted there.
Yeah.
There's not a demon in hell. There's not another individual to get you out of that wheel.
Right.
But then you get out of sowing to the Spirit, and we're just here. Is that right? So God doesn't expect us to be superhuman. No, but he expects us to depend on his super power. Yeah. Amen. You can't get any help outside of God. The trick, the deception, the way the devil is fooling the church and those that should be in church and keep running, is he keeps playing mind games. Creating scenarios.
Yes.
Creating the what ifs and what sense. Is God in charge?
Yes.
Is God sovereign?
Yes.
I heard him say that he is faithful.
Yeah.
And because he's faithful, he won't put more on you than you're able to bear.
Yeah.
So if you're losing it, you trust a soul in the wrong area. Then Paul falls in with, even though you've been doing it, don't stop.
Man.
Somebody said, well, I've been praying for a long time and it didn't change. So I figured God would hear me, so I figured I'd do something new. Keep sowing to the Spirit. Jude said it this way, but ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. What is that? Sowing to the Spirit. Then Paul tells the church of Corinthians, he said, but edifying yourself by praying in the Spirit. We're getting weaker. We're falling away from God. We're drifting too far from God because we're not sold to the Spirit. And then we look at ourselves and we get mad at the whole world because our dependence is in the wrong area. You know what God told Asa? I'm off where I was supposed to keep that story. God told Asa, he said, Asa, in the beginning of your ministry, Abednego ministry in the beginning of your kingdom, when you were doing everything that was pleasing in my sight, he said, you relied on me. But through the process of time, you start sowing to the Spirit, Asa, and you start depending on sowing to the flesh. He said, Asa, early in your kingdom, when you needed help, you ran to me in the first, number one. You didn't hesitate to come to me. I wonder how many of us in early, when we first got saved, early, before we got a lot of trouble, early, we ran to God. I wonder how many of us were like Asa then. The indictment that God had against Asa, have that wonderful mean. He's a miracle working God. That's what wonderful means when Isaiah says wonderful. It means God can do extraordinary things that nobody else can do. Then Paul follows it up in Ephesians by unto him that is able to do. Lord, I thank you that you're God, because he's able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that I ever asked. If you can think it, God can do greater. If you ask it, God can do greater. The reason that we don't have the spiritual strength that we have, need wrong dependency. Sowing in all the wrong areas. Yes, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. Read about it in St. John chapter 17 on your own. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. Amen. We intend to be the light of the world. So the question that we have to address for ourselves, if we're the light of the world, and if we act like there's no hope, what are the world on his hand? We're the light of the world. We can't have no joy. We go to work and they say, whoa, if that's saved, I just go the other way. We go along amongst our family members, we are so miserable. And then we tell them God can do anything. They say, well, I'm a little skeptical about that God, because we're not the light of the world. We can't even light our own families. Amen. I heard a minister say, who knows you best? Who knows us best? We all put on the shouting shoes in church. We all raise our hand and praise God in church. We all give the amen and shout in church. But the real you is when you get on. The real you is when you rub shoulders with the unseen. That's the real you. We are the light of the world. And then show you the magnificence of our life. We are a city that is set on a hill that cannot be. Somebody said, I go over to Russia. They won't know. You can't be hid. Amen. In the courthouse, you still can't be hid. In the financial institution, can't be hid. Somebody said, I'm going to college. They don't know about a lot about you. You can't be hid. You're the light of the world. But the issue is we're sowing and getting weaker, because we're not sowing to the Spirit. When is the last time? Okay? We all pray when we come to church. Amen? Amen. Amen.
Amen.
But when is the last time you got desperate with God? Wherever you were at. Amen. When is the last time you just went out and prayed and said, God, you know, I'm so tired of messing up. I tell God that every day. Lord, I'm tired of messing up. So there's sometimes I'll pray 3 hours, sometimes I'll pray 4 hours, I'm still messing up. Amen. And I pray more because I don't want to be a mess up. So I keep trying to sow to the Spirit, because I believe that if I'm not weary and well-doing, in due season, I'm going to. Amen?
Amen?
When you're soaring in the Spirit, when you're doing the right things, the Bible said, in due season, you're going to reap. But there was another condition. If you what? If you don't get weak. How do you get weak in Christ? Soaring in the wrong area. You know, this is teach, preach. Can we work together?
Yeah.
Everybody's raised a garden, right? So when you raise your garden, or you planted your garden, sorry, you went out and found all the thorns and thistles and bricks and stones and rocks. That's where you planted your seed, right? Amen? Is that where you planted your seed? In the rocks? Among the thistles? Among the thorns? You went out in the worst of the land and planted your seed for that harvest. Amen? This is practical living. But when you plant your seed, you plant it on what?
Good ground.
In other words, we did not sow. You know, we used to raise tomatoes and stuff. We didn't go plant it in the rocks. Because it would grow up for a little while and then it would die. But when we sowed our seed, we sowed it on. In church, we're sowing our seed in all the wrong places. We're sowing it among thorns. We're sowing it among thistles. We're sowing it in the midst of complainers. We're sowing it in the midst of murmurers. We just, oh, you going through the same thing? I go, yeah, did you know? Yeah. So we just keep sowing that seed. But it's in the flesh. And guess what is the other? Weakness. So, well, brother and sister, you going through the same thing? So let's have our sowing weakness party. So instead of getting stronger, you got
weaker.
Amen. And the saints are going to prayer. I don't have time for prayer. But I talked to my friend for about 2 or 3 hours. I'd like to get some encouragement. I really don't have time to pray. Sowing the wrong things. You can't sow in the flesh and think you're going to get spiritually stronger. That's not God. Then you get frustrated because God didn't move like you told him to move. Anybody like that? Most of us are like that inadvertently. We get discouraged. We get discouraged because things are not what they want they should be. What's the sign of discouragement? We want to quit. We want to give up. When the Lord himself said, men are always to
pray.
How many of you believe if Jesus said it, he probably had a pretty good idea what he was saying. Amen? He said, men are always to
pray.
And not to. You are always to sow to the spirit and not to sow to the flesh. That's what Jesus was saying. In your trial, don't faint. Don't keep sowing to the flesh. Don't keep getting those that agree with you down. You know, you can do bad all by yourself. Hallelujah. You don't need anybody to help you do bad. Well, I'm not going to talk to a holy so-and-so, but all they're going to say is pray and this and that. I'm tired of hearing that. You sow on your seeds in the wrong area. You can't reap a harvest. You can't reap a blessing sowing your seed among thorns and thistles. And read Matthew chapter 13. It gives you the whole illustration of sowing a seed. If you want to reap a harvest, sow in the right places. The reason that we don't have peace, if we, many of us have gotten outside of God's word, We you know, sometimes, you ever feel like sometimes, God, you should have put this in the Bible, and you should have put that in the Bible, and you should have put the other in the Bible, because if you did this, in my life would change. Everything you need is already in there. Known unto God. The Bible said, all of his works from the beginning. God knew this day what every last one of us would be experiencing. But the problem is, he's looking. Isn't it wonderful to know the eye of the Lord is looking for somebody he can help? But there are conditions in reaping that help. Whose hearts are what?
Perfect
toward him. You might be going through something. What is your heart? Who is it towards? Where are you trying to get your help from? The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in behalf of those whose hearts are perfect towards him. And the indictment against Asa, he said, but not you, Asa. He said, you now rely more on man or flesh for your deliverance. So Asa the king got mad at God, because God didn't do it like Asa thought he should do. So Asa got mad as Micaiah, the man of God that came to talk to him, and put him in prison. Why? Because he was trying to help him sow his seeds in the right place. How many of you would have gotten mad as a godly people because they're trying to help you sow your seeds in the right place? Well, how do you know you're mad? Because you put them in prison. How do I put them in prison? When somebody's in prison, they can't help you. Because they are bound. Many of us have bound the Spirit of God for help because we don't want to hear the word of the Lord. Asa put the man of God in prison and got mad, and then said he wasn't going to relieve him. Why? Because he was telling what God said. We get in a dangerous position because we come to church, but we close our ears to the Spirit of God. That's why Jesus himself said, he that hath an ear, let him hear. You know, that little short word, that little short phrase, is only used by Jesus. He uses it in the gospel, and then he uses it in Revelations. Listen, only Jesus uses that phrase, he that hath
an ear.
Let him hear what God. The Lord knew the greatest challenge for the church would be to hear from the Spirit. So he said, let him hear what the Spirit. Seven churches of Revelation all end with the same thing. Let them hear what the Spirit. This afternoon, let us hear what the you know what's so good about God? Right now, all you, yes, right now, God is dealing with you about some situations. Don't fight it. Surrender. Not as happy you find yourselves to fight right now where you sit. Yes, God is speaking to you. Don't look around, there's nobody else. Because when God says that you hear, then he said, work out your God is speaking to you right now. He's not speaking to me about you, but he's going to speak to me about me. Yes, it's some stuff that I need to work on and get right to. And so it is with you. Don't try and excuse me. You know, sometimes you say, Lord, let me sleep through this. You might sleep through it, but God still expects you to hear. Because the scripture said his word will not return unto him. But it will accomplish the things wherefore he said it, and it's going to prosper. That's God's word. So, yes, sit there like God is not speaking to you. Smile, wave your hand. God is speaking to you.
Jesus.
If you know that you've been putting your seeds in all the wrong places, it's time for us to come back to God. Man is not going to help you. Amen. You know what, Friday, can y'all come Friday, Lord willing, we'll teach on Asa and show you the mistakes you made. Amen. And how you need to get it right.
Yes.
Let the Lord change it. I'm purposing, I'm going to teach Friday on Asa and what it is to rely on the flesh. Rely on your own abilities. Rely on all that you can do, and the end situation gets
worse.
Asa was bad after he did not rely on get your attention. You know what Asa did? He did not hear. He went to the physicians. And the Bible says he died in that condition. It's time for us as a church. We keep coming to church, we keep hearing God's word, but we're not changing. We're staying the same. We're not allowing His word to work effectually in us. What does it mean when God works effectually in you? It brings about
change.
It's not the same. You don't react. You don't do the same. And remember, God looks at those whose hearts are
perfect.
Now, when it means perfect, we're never going to be perfect. But if you're doing I said, I keep asking God for help. They're just doing His way. Surrender. Stop fighting God. Amen. You know, the Bible says, we wrote this last week, every man think of a thing. You know, right now, a whole lot of us are thinking of a lot of stuff. So, but every man think of the thing, he knoweth it not yet, as he ought to know. In the book of Luke, I believe it is, it said, one man first, God wants us to make some spiritual preparations. One man going to fight a war, first sit it down and consider. One man intending to build, he first sits down and considers. How many of us are trying to go to heaven, but we won't take time to consider? Isaiah says, come down and let us come down. Let us read to God as we stand. It is no longer about keep sowing the same things that we've been sowing and expect to reap a bountiful harvest. It will not work. You know, God is telling me this again. Yes, some of you are saying, it's not for me, it's for you. It's for you. No, it's not His fault. It's not her fault. It's not anybody else's fault. It's nobody's fault. God is standing there to help you. And the reason that God can't help you is, go ahead and start this. You're sowing your seeds in the wrong places. It's time for us as a church, collectively and individually, to return back to God. It's a futile effort when we keep fighting God. I don't know about you, but I can't have peace if I don't have the Prince of Peace. I can't have peace that goes beyond all understanding without going through Jesus. How many of us this afternoon? Life, but everything is falling apart and we keep getting further away from God. That's what the devil wants you to do. The devil wants you to distance yourself from God because now you have no help. You can't defeat the devil spirits by yourself. So you keep getting excuses. I can't go to church. I can't pray. I can't read my Bible. That's what he wants you to keep doing. Keep drifting. Then eventually you wind up in a position that you say, what's the use? I'm not sure what happened with the young man, the football player. I don't know what travesty or what thing happened in his life to make him want to kill someone else and then commit suicide. But obviously, he was sowing seeds in the wrong places. Because Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that are labor and heavy. And if you know your life is weighed down, don't go away from Jesus. Say the unseen. It's time to come to Jesus. We used to sing a song, come to Jesus. He will save you, He will help you, and He will heal you. Your help is not outside of God. Purpose in Christ. I need help. So I saw it. Amen. Purpose. starts going to the Spirit, and then you want to reap of the Spirit. It's time to surrender to Jesus and stop doing things our own way in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
While we're standing, if every eye can be closed in the building.